Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is!
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Full detailed QSL cards are available for correct reception reports received for the Australian DX report. The address will be given at the end of the program. So now, here is this week's news. Information from the Australian Government's Department of Space Services, the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales in Australia, advises that solar activity has now slumped to a very low level. This is the lowest figure for several months. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 95, that's 95, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 41, that's 41. The IPS further advises that these levels are not expected to change significantly in the near future, except that they may decrease even further. So that means, of course, that during the present sunspot cycle number 24, we're in the plateau of that cycle now, high frequency propagation on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths will be very unreliable. However, frequencies above about 40 megahertz propagating over daylight paths will be satisfactory. It's not expected that the present cycle will disappear until early in 2016, when cycle 25 is expected to appear. The 60 metre band here in Melbourne in our morning period, the early period, that is between, what's the hour before our local sunrise, has been giving quite good reception, mainly dominated by regional stations from All India Radio and China National Radio. And this is a summary of what was heard recently between 1700 and 1745. That's UTC times, of course. 4750, China National Radio, Network 1, to signing off at 1730. 4765, Tajik Radio, the domestic service. 4800, two stations on this frequency at the same time, All India Radio and China National Radio, or that's actually the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi with the programs in Kazakh. and on 4810, another All India Radio station from Mumbai, until 1735 and a little bit later. 4850, another Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi, this time broadcasting in the Kazakh language. So that's two frequencies for Kazakh, 4800 and 4850. And All India Radio at Kaohsiung on 4895 until signing off at 1740. And 4905, China. This is the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station or service, not to be confused with the Xinjiang Central Broadcasting Station. This is at Lhasa in what we know as Tibet, broadcasting the Tibetan network. And 4910, All India Radio from Jaipur until 1735 onwards. 4920, All India Radio at Chennai, and the same frequency is used at the same time by Xinjiang in Lhasa in Tibet with the Tibetan network. 4930, the Voice of America from Botswana, very strong signals with English to Africa. 4980, the Xinjiang People's Broadcasting Station at Urumqi, this time in the Uyghur language. And 5010, All India Radio from Chennai, the domestic service. And 5040, All India Radio from Jaipur, also with the domestic service. And up at the top end of the 60 metre band, 5060, Xinjiang Central Broadcasting Station at Urumqi, hard to pronounce those words, Urumqi, in Chinese. And that was through until 1735, until about 1800. English news is broadcast on many of the All India Radio regional transmitters at 1730 until 1735 each day. Many of the transmitters are networked with other localities or other locations. So, interesting signals there. 60 metre band in our Melbourne morning period, 1700 to... We'll continue now with some more propagation notes, this time in the 22 metre band. That's the 13 megahertz band. Good signals in Melbourne in our early morning period, following the darkness path. This is between 1630 and 1700. Quite an array of signals noted recently, including the following. 13580, the Voice of America from Botswana in Somali. 13590, Voice of America from Irana Villa, broadcasting in Pashto, that's in Sri Lanka. 13605, All India Radio with various languages in the external service. And another frequency for All India Radio is 13640 in French. And 13660, the BBC from the Wolverton station in England, with a transmission in Persian. And just above that, 13670, a relatively unknown frequency for Radio Cairo, the Egyptian radio, in Urdu. And 13710, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, but it's broadcast in Arabic. 13765, excellent reception at the Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria de Galleria transmitting station in Amharic and Tigrinya. 13845, WWCR, carrying the English service. And 13785, another frequency for the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in English until signing off at 1620. 13745, Radio Kuwait, noted signing on at 16:30 with programming in Swahili. And 13800, the Vatican radio using this unusual frequency in Sudanese until closing at 16:30. So some good signals there in the 22-meter band, and those propagation paths for those signals were coming into Melbourne via the darkness zone from the west and north. A note now about DX clumps. It's understood that the Danish Shortwave Club International has decided to close down effective the end of present year, 2015. Reasons cited were that the organisation has not been able to arrange suitable resourcing for those on the controlling committee who have expressed an indication that they wish to resign. And here in Australia, the Australian Radio DX Club indicates in its December newsletter, which is a very, very small addition due to the absence of many contributors, that it may be forced to consider whether it should close down in the immediate future. So there's two organisations dedicated to DX listing, which are headed for oblivion, if we could use the term. So I can't do any more about that except to say that it does not appear likely that the Danish Shortwave Club will continue, and it is uncertain about the Australian Radio DX Club. And that's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring. Just a reminder that full detail ADXR QSL cards are available by contacting this address. The URL is simply adxr.org. I'll give it once again, adxr.org. At that address you'll find all the details about how you may send in a reception report, and you can receive a QSL card via postal mail, that's physical postal mail, or via the internet. So until our next program, this is Bob in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, wishing you all good listening, and thanks for being with us. Goodbye for now.
Hitch him to an open sleigh, crack, you'll take the lead. Hey,
jingle bells.